We will start with a prayer. Yo Vishwami Vipashyati Bhuvanasana Pashyati Sana Puchavita Bhuvati. Rigveda 3:62-9. The Lord who watches over the universe and fully understands the truth behind all things, may He protect us all. I'm going to read two letters from Swami Nisheshananda today. One is dated 8th July 1982. My dear, love and best wishes to you both, your child, now growing very well, and to the one expected to arrive in January 83. Glad to know that your work is satisfactory and how you have other facilities like a car and the chance to move into a new apartment. As the thought current become more coordinated, external circumstances make a matching adjustment for the better. Second by second, we are weaving the web of our life with the self-confirmations, affirmations we make, the mental pictures we cherish in the course of the day, and the ideals we hold aloft, immediate and remote. Unseen elements, accompanying thought movement called variously angels by religious people and tanmatras by the Upanishads, slowly combine truthfully and through the mental world, people on the same wave band all over the earth are drawn to where the thinker stays, and they bring the desirable situations. It is true that we cannot always entertain beautiful thoughts, for we have often to see and register unfortunate things that happen, sometimes to us and more often to others around us. So we allow such impressions to come in for a second and react with feelings of love, compassion, and helpfulness, as the case may be. Then, without any idea of complaining or of intolerance, gently, sportfully introduce flowing pictures of God's supreme glory, fancifully created or read about in religious literature. If the positive notions can continue for 16 seconds, we get a cash balance of 12 positive out of 20 seconds. The tanmatras make their combinations equal to the habitual balance we keep as a result of the mental drama enacted. Positive attitudes, when repeated effortlessly, enter the habit level. This formation of a positive content at the habit level is called samadhi in yogic language. Each such new positive habit replaces a habit of negative content, and the character alters for the better to the extent. This is mentioned in Yoga Sutras. Tarjan Samskara Anya Samskara Pratibandhi. The new impressions in the habit level put out of action the impressions of the corresponding negative values. The tanmatras then produced by proper combination the matching change in the environment. The question that resolves itself into one of introducing in attractive combinations as many positive mental pictures and emotions as possible to surpass the inevitable negative events happening around us, which we are bound to witness. During our meetings in flat and elsewhere, even in other places, we have managed to sustain a fair balance in our favor of positive forces. Most of us, myself included, have as a result experienced many favorable alterations in our general level of prosperity, what we may call success. The talks and discussions produced that positive balance, if nothing else. It was not philosophical transformation that was aimed at by me in these meetings. It is just this balance of the positive element. Thus, you had your doctorate, your child, your promotion to assistant professor's rank, and now the car and the child to come. Affirm. That God, the perfect, is all that there is, and substance behind the world of phenomena, that the child is God himself, descending to the earth, using you and more especially your wife as a divinity-created staircase, and that he will bring honor to the family lines of yourself and your wife. Besides, he will bring peace, the much needed peace in the domestic, economic and political field for or to all communities, Jews, Christians, Muslims, Hindus, Buddhists, and the ordinarily clashing sections of what we call capital and labor. Without any strain, more or less like a sportsman, affirm home, world and God, meaning such peace and honor. As the affirmation becomes the basis of all beneficial, all mental movements and attitudes, many more wonderful changes will come. The child, I shall be happy to see a son born this time, will have all divine attributes as an inborn gift. With love and greetings again, yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will read another letter. This is dated 13th September 1984. My dear, love and best wishes to you, your wife, the two children. Greetings also to those of our friends common to us, whom you must now and you meet now and then. Your nice letter of 15 July is still before me. I was unable to reply earlier because of the preparations for our Silver Jubilee scheduled to take place on 14th October 84. Usually, it comes on a Sunday close to my own birthday, 14th September of each year. According to lunar calculations, it fell on 5th September. I am thus 1 week after completing 85 years. Friends have formed a strong committee to celebrate this function on a grand scale. We expect to have lunch for 2,000 people that noon. A small haven from 7:30 to 8 a.m., mostly private, as few people would assemble there. Two Swamis from the Turban Center and 8 others, plus a few friends from Johannesburg and Lusaka, Zambia, may attend. 8:15 a.m. Arati, then meeting proper begins. There will be 9 speakers. I will be one, taking least time, giving others more time to express their views. We are bringing out a souvenir of 150 big size pages. I am writing the material for it. I am collecting extracts from various pages, various sources. The first page form has come. Our friends went around and easily got 150 sponsors for the pages, each paying $100, and there will be no advertisement. The name of the donor of each page will be given at the bottom of the page. Some are disappointed since there are no more pages to sponsor. I am glad that your family, you and your family are doing well and your job conditions are fairly good. I still remember the early days in Philadelphia when you were working hard to get your PhD. All that looks like a dream now and everything is stable. I also remember how your wife had a cut and could not walk easily after the delivery. We managed to get her on her feet very quickly. Now the second child is 1 year old. Each Swami in USA has enough work to keep his own center activity. He can hardly spare a fortnight each year to travel round. But I was free when Swami sponsored my visits till 1980. He had by that time his own disciples as Swamis. He had to give them a chance to speak and learn to manage the preaching work. I too had my own work here, suffering. I have the handicap that I don't make disciples. Even disciples may behave like Judas and betrayed Jesus. Peter who denied him and Thomas who doubted him. The unexpected can happen always. And that creates temporary setbacks. I do not have that problem, but my progress is slow, very slow. We are trying to start a nursery school in nearby area. Just now we saw one qualified elderly lady who may or may not agree to run the school. Her husband is a person like a professor in the educational field. My friend has acquired a 6-bedroom house over a mile away. After the function, he moves into his own house and the box will be dropped by him, therefore by me too. So my address will be 35 Rhodes Avenue, Belvedere, Harare. Doctor must have moved to Ganges Monastery to join. He wrote to me and I have suitably replied to him. I wrote to the other friends and people there, and I'm happy to hear everybody is doing well. I am expecting proof sheets and page forms at any time from now on. I am a bit free now, so I thought I will write to you a reply, long overdue, with loves and best wishes again, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer.
कायेन वाचा मनसैन्द्रियर्व्या बुद्ध्योत्मनावात् प्रकृते स्वभावात् करोमि यद्यत् सकलं परस्मै नारायणयेत् समर्पयामि।